The thriller 10 Cloverfield Lane opens in theaters this week. It's the first major studio film scored by Bear McCreary. The 37-year-old composer has made his name in television. But as Tim Grieving reports, his roots in film go back a long way.
Bear McCreary, yes, that's his real name, has been obsessed with film music since he was 6 years old, when he snuck a tape recorder into Back to the Future just to record the soundtrack.
I loved movie music. I liked TV, too. The A-Team and Magnum P.I. were awesome. But it wasn't the thing that made me say, I want to dedicate my life to this.
But his career up to now has been dominated by television, ever since he landed his first job at the age of 24, scoring the rebooted Battlestar Galactica.
Something happened in television about 10 years ago. There was a renaissance where suddenly long-form serial storytelling became possible. And quite frankly, I think the only reason that a 24-year-old kid with no credits is the composer of Battlestar Galactica is because it was a television show. Guys doing films just weren't interested.
In the 10 years since, McCreary has composed the music for such high-profile TV series as The Walking Dead and Black Sails. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Outlander. McCreary's career goes back to a chance encounter when he was a junior in high school. The local Rotary Club in Bellingham, Washington named him Student of the Month, and at the awards luncheon, it came up that he was interested in film music.
And afterward, this guy comes up to me, and he says, I have a friend in the business, maybe you'd like to meet him. And I thought, all right, you know, whatever, man. And he says, have you heard of Elmer Bernstein? And my jaw hits the floor. I mean, this guy had written some of my favorite melodies ever.
The late Elmer Bernstein was one of the founding fathers of Hollywood film scoring, whose music helped define such classics as The Magnificent Seven and To Kill a Mockingbird.
Elmer had a sailboat, and every summer he would take it up to Alaska and come back down, and he kept his boat in Bellingham Harbor. That's how I met Elmer Bernstein. And I ended up working for Elmer for 7 to 10 years.
And he learned some crucial lessons.
He always recommended to start a film with a sound that's unique. He always said that you have anywhere from 2 to 10 seconds to get the audience's attention before they become distracted by the story, the titles, the narrative, the acting. And you look at his scores and they actually follow this rule. To Kill a Mockingbird starts with this very childlike piano. Walk on the Wild Side starts with a triangle solo.
Bernstein himself provided another example when he spoke to WHYY's Fresh Air in 1991 about the Exodus scene in Cecil B. DeMille's epic, The Ten Commandments.
When we realized that a shofar was going to be seen on the screen, we had to find somebody to play the shofar. Now, for those who don't know, the shofar is a very ancient instrument made out of a ram's horn. Well, who plays shofars? Of course, rabbis, because it's still used in Jewish ceremonies. We must have had, oh, I guess 20 or 30 rabbis on the scoring stage.
Bear McCreary wanted to draw on that lesson when he got the assignment to score 10 Cloverfield Lane.
So I wrote a theme for the main character, and I had it played on a Middle Eastern instrument called the Ya'ili Tambour. And the next day, I went in to play it for the director, Dan Trachtenberg, and producer, J.J. Abrams. And the lights went down, those stars from the Paramount logo start floating in, and the Ya'ili Tambour starts playing. JJ turns to me and he goes, that's really cool, what is that? And I smiled because I thought Elmer was totally right.
There's a lot of movie scores that I appreciate technically, and I appreciate what they do for a movie, but they're not necessarily something that I would also just want to listen to.
It turns out 10 Cloverfield Lane's director Dan Trachtenberg was a huge fan of McCreary's music for Battlestar Galactica.
He wrote things that I really just liked the sound of, and I was excited to work with him knowing that what I would get would be something that I would really find moving and beautiful to listen to.
Composer Bear McCreary says he feels lucky to be writing music for a living. Finding joy in his work is something else Elmer Bernstein taught him.
Elmer showed me that it was possible to succeed in art and in an industry and in a business and still have a family, still have happiness, still take time for yourself. All the other tricks of the trade and business that I've picked up over the last 10 years have been great, but I feel like my life was set on the right path when I crossed paths with him.
A path that stretches back to a boat dock in Bellingham, Washington. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving.